Exclusive: 8 dead in Texas after human smuggling pursuit ends in crash. By Randy Clark on November 8, 2023. A suspected migrant smuggler and 7 others died after the driver's vehicle collided with an innocent motorist near Batesville, Texas. According to a law enforcement source, the smuggler, who was transporting 5 suspected migrants and was fleeing from Texas Department of Public Safety Highway Patrol troopers when the accident occurred just before 8 a.m. on Wednesday. The accident occurred on U.S. Highway 57 in Zavala County near the small farming community of Batesville, more than 50 miles from the border. According to the source, a DPS Highway Patrol trooper noted suspicious behavior by the occupants and attempted to stop the vehicle. A pursuit ensued that ended when the suspected migrant smuggler crashed into an oncoming vehicle, killing himself and 5 suspected migrants. 2 occupants in the oncoming vehicle, unrelated to the suspected migrant smuggling, were also killed as a result. Update: According to law enforcement authorities, the innocent victims involved in this accident have been positively identified as Jose Lerma, 67, and Isabel Lerma, 65, of Dalton, Georgia. The pursuit was initiated by Zavala County Sheriff's Department and involved the assistance of the Texas Department of Public Safety Highway Patrol. ICE Homeland Security Investigations, HSI, is investigating the migrant smuggling aspect of the case. Original article continues. This pursuit is but one of many law enforcement officers in Zavala County have witnessed in recent months. An increase in migrant smuggling on rural Texas roadways has led to more high-speed police pursuits. These pursuits sometimes end in vehicle crashes, causing extensive physical injuries and death to migrants and innocent motorists. Breitbart, Texas recently spoke to Zavala County Chief Deputy Sheriff Rick Rios, who says the migrant smugglers often travel to the border region hoping to make a quick buck. Social media websites offer drivers pin drop markers, letting them know where to find the migrants waiting for transportation. The messages include an offer of up to several $1,000s to provide transportation to the migrants. Related articles. Watch: Horseback border agents chase down alleged human smuggler after Texas DPS pursuit. Watch: Alleged human smuggler assaults Texas trooper following pursuit near border. Video: Alleged human smuggler with 5 migrants flees from Texas troopers near border. Pursuit of alleged human smuggler ends in rollover crash near border in Texas. Watch: Texas police pursuit of alleged human smuggler ended with pit maneuver. According to Rios, the smugglers sometimes are from the larger metropolitan areas near Houston, Dallas, and San Antonio. Others involve residents from farther away who accept online offers to make what they believe to be easy money. The Texas Department of Public Safety is currently investigating Wednesday's accident. The identities of those involved have not been announced as of press time. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Prior to his retirement, he served as the Division Chief for Law Enforcement Operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on Twitter at Randy Clark.